Here we go.
Yo. What's going on, world? And we back. Excuse my voice. A long weekend. Party. Let's all get wasted.
Again, he look wasted.
I'm tired, man. June, what's happening?
Cooling, baby. What's happening with you?
Chilling, man. Chilling. Ended the basketball season a couple weeks ago and had a pool party for the kids.
Right.
That's why I'm so exhausted.
But y'all had a great season, though.
Yeah.
I swear to God, y'all had a great season, man. That was low-key impressive.
Yeah, we had a pretty good season.
Yeah.
B, you, appreciate you as always, brother.
Hey.
How's everything going?
Hey, I can't call it, I might spoil it.
We finished up our season.
Mm-hmm.
36-3 on the year.
Ooh.
Yeah.
First year as a team.
That's sweet.
Room for improvement.
Nine out of 11 championships.
Dang.
We won 9 tournaments out of 11.
I mean, that's gangster right there.
Yeah.
Y'all can do better.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We can go perfect.
I'll just fuck with you.
We can go perfect.
I'll just fuck with
you. Even if you don't go perfect.
We clean, like you said, it's room for improvement, and that improvement is to hit your layups and your free throws.
What y'all ages is what?
Age 10.
Also, it's only 10. So y'all have a whole new team next year?
Possibly. Or whoever come back, we just going to move up in age.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we gonna keep this grouping.
They're going to stay with this group. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's going to be. Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah. I plan on staying. I told them, if we keep that core together, it's right. four, five of them, if we can keep them together, we can build around them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We looking for a couple kids got a little more height now. But
that's the good shit, though.
Yeah, other than
stick
that.
With them, because they know y'all coach mm-hmm. style. They know, it's just a lot of shit in the chemistry. Yeah.
Is there any kids who y'all won't accept their money to play next year? Don't answer that.
I'm not even a part of none of that business.
Oh, okay.
I don't deal with none of that.
That's a good political answer.
I don't. I just coach. I show up and coach. I don't got no kids involved, no nothing. So I just.
That's a front office thing, huh?
They handle all that.
You sound like Mike Tomlin or something.
I'm the defensive coordinator.
Yeah. We play with whoever they sign.
I let the president and them handle all that.
There you go.
All that, man. But the last tournament we played was in Florence.
Right.
And at the end of the tournament, one of the parents had their speaker with him. And he came down on the floor and he was playing Walk in Your Trap, Take Over Your Trap.
Ooh.
But I tell you, the little boys went bananas.
See?
The little boys went crazy.
See?
Did y'all play, what you call it, them team? Who did y'all play?
We played the Land Sharks.
Oh, so that's a what you call it team?
Kobe Durant.
Team. Uh-huh. Yeah. Was he there?
No. Okay. No, he wasn't there. And we played on.
Y'all spanked them, boys?
Shit got ugly. We beat them 24-7.
Mm.
Yeah, we beat them pretty bad. Then we played the FIBA team.
Who was that?
They out of Florence.
Okay.
My shout out to cuz Gerald McFadden. He coached the older boys of that same organization.
Right.
But they, fourth grade team that we played, a kid from our team was on their team too. So the week before the game, they kicked him off the team.
I know you should be talking about that a lot.
Yeah, they kicked him off the team.
Why?
They kicked little RJ out the team. Shout out to RJ.
Man.
RJ
came to y'all?
He been playing with us all year, and he was playing with them too.
Because y'all had a situation like that before. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, they said you can't serve two guys?
Man, we talked about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So they hit the Puerto Rican this time and was like, you can't play with us no more.
Mm.
So he was on our team, and we made sure he had a great game against him.
Mm.
Yeah, we played him for the championship, too.
Yeah,
we whooped their ass for the championship. Yeah.
Did he show up?
He hit a couple shots, but my little point guard, Chase Cumby, shout out to Chase, man. When I tell you this little boy is a dog, he's an absolute dog. And these little kids talk shit. And Jazz told him before the game, because they had a guard on the other team that was pretty good, stay in front of him and talk shit to him. And that's what he did.
Mm.
And they chose the losing team of the championship game, chooses the MVP for the tournament. And they chose him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he dogged their asses. I'm talking about steals, crossovers, spins. I'm talking about layups, three-pointers.
How old are you?
10. All of them 10.
Damn.
Going to the fifth grade. That's
pretty serious.
Yeah, these little boys, man, I hadn't seen anything like that in my life, like, honestly. At this age.
Especially at that age.
Yeah,
age,
for us to have more than two that can do the shit that they do. Because most of the teams we played, they had one or two players that was skilled.
Right.
We got four that can lights out, take over a game at any time. Like Jesse Baines' son, little Jesse.
Shout out to Baines.
Shout out to Baines. We could put him in the post, and we could throw him the ball, and he could do what he want to do on that block.
God damn.
Like his damn daddy.
Up. Real shit at 10. But we can't get him to understand, like, you can dominate down here. He still want to be out there on that three-point line. Once we get him to realize, we'll stay down there. Because he got good feet, everything. Good, I'm talking about great. In the last tournament we played in Charleston, we had him on the block. This little motherfucker hit a turnaround fadeaway like Dirk off one leg. And got fouled, right? Me and Jazz look at each other like, how the fuck we going to tell him not to do the shit? Because it was a horrible shot, but it was a good shot. Yeah, he made it. You know what I'm saying? Had he missed it, you know, we like could have said something.
Right.
Couldn't say shit because he made it. Damn. What we going to do with that?
Right.
What we going to do with that? Yeah, man, shout out to the little kids, man. Shout out to Team BTB, man.
Right.
Got our banquet, awards banquet coming up on the 8th. So that'll be the end of that for a few months. So I get some of my life back.
Right.
Yeah.
It'll be boring.
Yeah, oh, dog. This week, I went to bed 9 o'clock two times. I went to sleep 9 o'clock at night twice this week, man, because I was like, damn, we ain't got no practice tonight. So I'm sitting around the crib just looking dumb.
Just like that?
Yeah, man. Yep, so.
This how Jones would have been.
You going to shoot? What? That's a step back, one-legged.
That's it, right?
What kind of shot is that?
That's it.
Have you ever shot that shot? Do you work on that shot?
I'm telling you.
When?
That's it.
That's how Jones would have been.
Yeah, if he would have missed it, no, that's how Jazz would have got him. Right. Straight up, Jazz would have got him. Just like that.
I never seen you shoot
I ain't never seen you take that shot.
You shoot that. I've never seen you shoot it, so don't shoot it.
Well, but that how you want to talk to them, because they be doing shit we ain't never seen them do. And sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. So when it don't work, we get them kind of coachable moments, you know what I'm saying?
That's sweet right there.
Oh, let them do some shit like that on the court and it don't work. Jazz, go get him. Go get him.
Yeah.
She sent somebody in, get him on the sideline. They trying to explain. She like, just listen. Don't even talk to me. Why would you do that? And I just be like, damn. Uh-oh. I feel sorry for the kid. Because then they put their head down. They ain't got nothing to say. You know what I'm saying? So that shit be kind of, oh, man. The shit, but it's an experience for me. Looking like I said, I ain't got no kids out there. My kids, all my kids, 18 older. So being around them young kids at the pool party yesterday, you know, they know all these dances and shit.
Yeah.
Boy, they played that spin that shit.
Oh, they did that.
Oh, God.
Did they play the clean version?
Them little boys, no. Them little boys.
It's the little
them
boys.
Little boys on the side of the pool, goddamn. I was like, oh, I said, man, I said, yo. Soon as they turned it on, they was trying. They all the bombers got their phones. I said, y'all better not do that shit.
Right.
Yeah. I said, y'all better not dance to that shit. They went, fuck, there they go. I said, oh, shit. I can't say.
All of them
doing
and
it.
And the well, mama's recording.
And the mama's recording. Oh, it's on social media. I might have the video in my phone.
Mamas, man.
But they just, they funny as hell, man.
It could have been the clean version.
They funny as hell, man. They funny, man. Oh, my God. I'm going to miss them little kids, though. I'm going to miss them.
Oh.
For the months that we going to be off, man. Because they like they just fucking hilarious. Especially in them games. Like, they be cursing. All the little niggas get ticks. I'm telling you, man, Lil Chase took the ball from nigga and one of them came, man, give me that shit. And we could hear him.
Yeah.
Like, the whole fucking gym could hear him say it. He 10.
Yeah.
His dad like, yeah. Daddy love that shit.
Oh, God.
Is that the one who daddy rap?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. And he ain't the one who pop a rapper. He ain't really that.
Rah-rah like that?
He just do the.
Oh.
Like, he that type of celebrator. He ain't going to talk too much, you know what I'm saying? Case, his family from Florence, his mom from Florence, out of East Florence. He talks shit. You hear me? But he can fucking ball. He can ball his ass off, man. But them three little niggas there, If we keep them three, a couple role players around that, lockdown defenders,
yeah,
we'll be all right. But yeah, man, I wish y'all could have came and seen the boys play, man. But we got next year,
mm-hmm.
So you know what I'm saying.
Y'all just make sure y'all like, well, we don't have it next year, so.
Yeah, but now I'm waiting to see the rankings come out because we weren't ranked because we just started.
Yeah,
so we weren't ranked for this season. I want to see where they put us at because some of them, the one in Columbia, the SBA, SABA, we probably gonna be ranked number one, and they got down fifth grade shit going into next year. Cause we smoked every tournament we played in Columbia.
Yeah,
smoke. I'm talking about fifth grade and fourth grade. Like we played up like three tournaments.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. We won the one. We lost the one in Charlotte. Won the one in Columbia and won the one in Charleston. So we played up three tournaments. Like little boys ain't got no fear.
Dang.
They go out there.
Yeah, that one in Charlotte was close, right?
Yeah. Oh, the one in Charlotte we lost by a point.
Oh yeah, I remember.
In the last seconds. Yeah. Yeah. So. You know, that's something to learn from, and
right. They
don't like to lose. And the games we was losing, they fought like hell trying to get back. Mm-hmm. So, shout out to Team BTB, man.
Right.
But, yeah, that spin that shit, when that came on, I was so blowed.
Man.
I was so blowed, because all I could think about was that shit I sent you over, man. It was like, she sounded like a hooked old phonics rapper.
So the girl that redid that thing?
No. That shit was tough.
Which one?
The chick, I sent you the one where the girl redid it, but she deposited, she was like, way out my scamming. That bitch was like in jail.
Oh, nice.
And then she kicked the verse, man, and that shit was so goddamn hard, man.
The only one I saw the remix, Kamaya did one with Dej Loaf.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was kind of gangster.
But yeah, man.
Anyway.
But yeah, man, a lot happened since the last time I was here. The God MC J-Hova did a three-night concert.
Mm. Really?
I
wasn't aware.
In New York. Yeah, I'm a shoot over to my
I wasn't aware.
My Rock Nation correspondent in a second. So he'd give us the total rundown. But I watched, you know, a bunch of clips. I don't want to sit down and watch it because then I'll be mad I didn't go. But they've been slamming Jay since this shit happened. Like, Dame will not leave my dog alone, man. Jay,
this nigga is crazy. Got something.
Dog, this nigga done, Jay done cut his hair, lost weight. Jay look like 96 Jay.
Mm-hmm. Right?
You know what I'm saying? And that should be scary for a lot of these
young
rappers.
I wonder, did he really lose weight? Because all his clothes used to be big.
Yeah, but.
He was wearing big clothes.
You could see he lost a little weight. That t-shirt he had on stage, like, you could tell he slimmed down some. You know what I'm saying? Cause Jay been doing, she been chilling, you know, probably eating all fucked up and shit.
I don't know. I don't think they do that over there on that side.
You don't think they eat?
Nah, I don't think they do that on that side.
No, he probably eat a chopped cheese here and there, man.
Then in L.A.
Yeah, she probably got a chef come out and chop that bitch up in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
But they talk. I see some shit on the social media. They talk about him calling himself Hove, and I'm like. What is wrong with these sensitive ass people?
They trying to do everything, man.
But you like we talked about before. Rap does not have to be. It ain't really a young man sport. It's a mind sport. And if your mind sharp, you should be able to rap.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga probably got one of the sharpest minds around right now in rap. Because these young niggas ain't sharp. They everything they say is. Verbatim, it ain't no thought behind it. It's what it is.
Yeah, some of them, yeah.
You know, but it ain't really no. When it come to listening to the lyrics, they telling you everything. You ain't got to think about shit. You know, Jay with the entendres, the doubles and the triples, and make you think and make you put the shit together. And everybody ain't doing that. Everybody can't do that. But that 3-night concert, boy. That shit looked like it was goddamn just epic, man. He brought Nas out.
Mm-hmm.
He brought out, him and Nas did like a little mashup session.
Mm-hmm.
Nas did New York State of Mind, I think. He brought out Rihanna.
On the last night.
Yeah, Beyonce.
His daughter.
daughter played the piano for Feeling It.
Mm-hmm. Eminem.
Like, he got M on stage. He had Jadakiss there. Mm-hmm. Fat Joe was there. Who else? Of course, he did the State Property reunion in Philly.
That was in Philly, yeah.
Yeah, but everybody, like, they don't fuck with him. I can't tell.
Bleak was there.
Bleakman doing his press tour the last couple weeks, mm-hmm. clearing some shit up because Jay ain't going to do it.
Who else did he have?
Usher.
Oh, yeah,
Jeezy. He brought Jeezy out and did
They did Seen It All. That was all I needed
said,
to see right there.
I said, hey, man, listen.
You know that was a
thing. Oh, God.
That's my favorite.
Him and Jeezy did that. Jeezy left his residency in Vegas to come and get on stage with Jay-Z.
People knew it was going to happen, though, because...
I was wondering how that shit got pulled off.
Yeah.
People knew it was going to happen because he canceled that night, that Sunday.
Yeah.
That Sunday show. And it was like, Jeezy probably going to be here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so he canceled his Sunday residency in Vegas and came and did this shit with Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of my white homegirls went out there to see that nigga.
Jeezy.
Jeezy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess it was on the Friday night or whatever. And I was like, God, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
How did that doing that? And then.
He was there. Because Grant went too. Shout out to my boy Grant.
Grant went?
He went to the residency to see Jeezy last week before last.
Okay.
In Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he went on a Friday, Saturday.
I think he went on a Friday.
That shit wild, man.
Yeah. I don't know how long it is, though. How long it's going on.
Yeah.
But he out there, Mary J. Blige. That's why she didn't do that. Yeah, came out the hustle that first night because of her.
Who he brought out to do that?
Beyonce.
Beyonce did it. Okay, yeah. Beyonce did. That's what she did saying. Yeah. Jay gonna be Jay until he leave here.
Right.
If y'all don't understand that as music fans, I don't know what to tell you. But he gonna be here like goddamn Ozzy Osbourne was here for the white folk.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna be here. Like, he gonna be here. Dog, when I'm 60, I'm still gonna be listening to the nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Because these young man, the motherfucker called me a old YN a couple months ago, right?
Who called you that?
Little girl at the store.
Wow,
man.
What you had on?
I told you I had on my team. I went in there during the basketball tournament.
Uh-huh.
But I had on my watch, my Jordans match, my team shit, hat back with shades on. And she asked me for my ID. And I was like, shit, I'm probably old as your damn mama. You know what I'm saying? She got my ID. Oh, usually old YN. I'm like, God damn. What the fuck does that mean?
Oh, she said because of how you was dressed?
It had to be. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm thinking, what I want to explain to them is like, so this is how we dress. We started this type. We the ones that dress like this. Yeah. Like, this is our style. Like, we started wearing this shit.
Now people be talking about Jim Jones, but Jim Jones is dressed like he dressed.
That's how we dress.
Yep.
That is how we dress, man. Like, so at what age? Because, like, our parents started dressing different. The older they got, but my daddy still ain't never put no goddamn suit on every day, or you know what I'm saying? That throwing some jeans, a shirt, some sneakers, and going about his business. But that's what I thought it was. But these motherfuckers, man, I don't know what they expect from us. Like, they don't understand everything they're doing now. We did.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all doing it because we did it.
Mm-hmm.
We bucked the system.
Right.
We changed the game. But. I don't know, man.
It's just like the crazy shit is like Nevaeh.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
Uh-huh.
She the first one to know about Michael Jackson.
That's
she ain't, never, man, she ain't nobody ever heard about Michael Jackson till her.
Old, man. And you know, I don't even, what, it just came out a couple weeks ago or something?
The movie, right?
I missed it.
The movie?
Must it is.
Nah, it came out a few months ago.
It came out a few months ago, but she probably streaming it now.
Because I know a few kids, you know,
mm-hmm.
they acting like it just something just hit.
Yeah.
But, man.
Yeah.
This my moonwalking all around the motherfucker house, man. I don't know. Out of nowhere. So, she got skates, right?
Yeah.
I was like, do it with the fuck skates. You want to be smart. You want to be starting something.
Yeah, exactly.
You want me starting something,
do
with the skates.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
skates
then,
on.
And then not, when she do it with the skates, I want you to then pull out the bad video or show the bad video with the nigga doing the shit on the skates. until like somebody already did that, baby. Y'all ain't started that. Cause
it was something going on. We were saying something, and all I heard was, hold on, I said something. Billie Jean, not my love. Bro, I was like, man, ain't no
That's
way.
That's crazy.
What the hell going on?
He was dead before she was born.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Michael Jackson, for the kids, it hit like that when he died, too.
Bruh.
A lot of kids started watching his YouTube and all kind of stuff.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to understand. What the hell happened? Because, like I say, it just been like a little wave.
That movie came out.
A lot of little kids here in the last 2-3 weeks.
That movie came out.
Been Michael Jackson bananas.
Mm-hmm. That movie came out.
Yeah, that motherfucker. I'm talking about come down the steps. She's sliding back, buddy. I'll tell you, kid. So, about a week ago, the first time she said something about it, I was like, what you know about Michael Jackson? She's like, Papa, you don't know nothing about no Michael Jackson. So I messed around and did a moonwalk real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And she, you know, I'm out hitting the ground like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. That motherfucker Mousy.
Yeah. How you know that?
You ain't even did it right. Okay, well, show me this.
Boy, these kids different, man.
Yeah, man.
So these kids different, yo.
I just don't get it, man.
Yeah, man, but they...
Oh, damn, Mike.
They find shit, and they think they create shit. You know, like, shit didn't start till they got here.
Right. Mm-hmm. She's 7, think she the first to discover Mike.
These kids, boy. I had a conversation with my son about LeBron. And he's steady trying to convince me that LeBron is a GOAT. And I'm like, nigga, no.
Oh, God.
I said, nigga, do you not understand... I told him, I said, I was born in 1981. I said, Michael Jordan went to the NBA in 1984. I said, I saw damn near his whole career.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Kobe's whole career. And I watched LeBron's entire career. I said, and all y'all do is look at stats, watch highlights. I said, I watch games. Mm. I said, you determine who a GOAT through a game in my eyes. Because somewhere in that game, that nigga took over and shut shit down. It was a turning point in that game that y'all don't even understand.
Right.
Where we consider them being the greatest or doing great shit. I said, but that's how y'all operate, so I'm going to let you have it. Man, LeBron, I said, let it go. So ever since Friday, he been sending me clips of LeBron. Like,
oh God.
Like I ain't seen this shit. You know what I'm saying? Hey. Like, man, nigga still ain't the man, bro.
No.
Yeah, man. But shout out to Jay. Still getting slandered by Dame. What is his angle at this point?
Right.
I don't know, man.
What is his angle at this point?
I'm thinking he's trying to get some kind of residual or something. He's trying to generate something, bro.
But how when you say Reasonable Doubt wasn't about shit?
That just like clickbait.
But you wouldn't let your part go back to them.
Exactly.
Clickbait.
But it ain't about shit.
Clickbait. Anything to get him some clickbait, man. That's all I'm thinking. This dick, I'm telling you, he give me ghost vibes.
Man.
Ghostface killer.
Oh, no. Ghost wouldn't do this type of shit, man.
See, that probably ghost behind that shit.
Nah,
right,
that definitely ain't ghost, yo.
Man.
Nah, that ain't ghost.
He put the eagle on his face. No, man.
Nah, Dame on some, like.
That's a badass BMW, though.
Yeah, that shit, too. But Dame on the shit, like...
He just clickbait, bro. He just trying to stay relevant, bro. He talk about his breath.
Yeah.
Come on, man. That did it for me with him. Like I say, he in the category.
Cinnamon doodle.
Yeah, cinnamon doodle.
Pause.
Cinnamon doodle.
Paul.
He said it a lot.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
I mean, if you remember...
That's really... That's hate.
Not exactly.
That hate.
Because, for one, it was... 50 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and you remember Cinnamon Dude? You remember that man? Come on, man.
I don't know. Now, you remember somebody with bad breath, though.
Yeah, hey, you're right.
But then they want to talk about.
That's what you bring up, though.
But look, see, and the crazy shit, like.
I bet you on some bullshit now.
Like, he got mad at Jay when Jay did Best of Both Worlds. That's really when I think the shit started to go bad. But since then, like, but after this nigga, like.
Look at it.
This nigga here, man.
Without even listening.
Yeah, like, you know he talking some dumb shit.
Yeah, without even listening.
But he just talking so fool, man. I'm like, what the fuck did Jay do to you? This nigga talk about billionaires don't work. He act like Jay literally been on tour the last 10, 15 years.
Nah, to me, he act like he mad because Jay didn't take him with him or something.
It, that, and that's probably it, but you didn't want to go. The shit you was doing.
But the shit worked.
When we was running shit, the shit you pulled behind my back,
right.
You ain't want to go.
Right.
You was trying to get, you was trying to get me out of here.
Mm-hmm.
You was trying to get niggas on this motherfucker to vote me out.
That nigga making almost a Tubi movie.
Yeah, that's all he do now.
That's this whole shit right here to me. Look, I mean, look at it. How you got a little bit of jury like that? Look at it, leg across. You sitting here
that's
talking
the Harlem shit beat.
Yeah, talking about mad at another man.
Hey, this nigga so bad at Jay, yo.
And cause like I said, I mean, you know, I was, you know, you educated me with them New York shit, niggas. So just looking at this shit like right now, like I said, the whole shit.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga mad cause like I said, they was together.
Mm-hmm.
And he probably like, "Mom, man, you want some bullshit. Go your way, I go my mm-hmm. way." And thought Jay shit wasn't gonna make it.
Oh, that's what what he thought.
And Jay Blue slapped the fuck up.
Because Jay was like he could,
and now he coming back like a
make
a,
another hole.
Yep.
He coming back like a old vengeful girl.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, make another hole. He run around telling niggas that he made hole.
Yep.
I made hole.
Well, what the fuck happened to you, buddy?
That's it. Cause after that hole? Split. Cause if you think about it, it was three of them.
He went
it was
down.
Dame, Biggs, and Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Jay and Biggs still in business together.
Mm-hmm.
He don't do a lot of talking. He a background nigga, but he was one of them get money niggas back in the day. And he pretty much put up the money to start the fucking label.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But him and Jay still tight. They still roll together.
Dame said recently that it was a point where Jay was trying to get Biggs out because he said that Jay said Biggs don't do nothing.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah, that's what he said.
I don't believe that shit. Because I bet you Jay and Biggs was having fucking side conversations about how we gonna take this shit over, get this nigga out of here.
Probably. It got clearly.
I know they did.
Clearly.
Because them boys, they did nothing but goddamn shoot. Mm-hmm. They kept going.
Right.
Them boys kept going. Right. And Biggs still play the background.
Everything showed that. They got the proof. You know, them boys doing good.
Yeah.
Look at this nigga. Look at him, man.
Big teeth tumbling out of his shit.
Hey, Jay was really was pissed off when he said that part.
Yes. He was mad. He was mad because, like, man, leave me the fuck alone. I ain't bothering you.
Well, I almost spit. This nigga teeth all out his head, man. Come on, man.
Teeth tumbling out of his
head. Right.
Yeah, man. Fuck out of here, man.
Nut ass nigga.
Yeah, he tried to say Jay called him a nut and he went
talking about you. No, he wasn't talking about you. He was talking about
Oskino. Yeah, and Oskino come on, do an interview, stutter. I'm like, this motherfucker.
Nut ass nigga still stuttering.
Chatty Patty and nut ass niggas. Boy, look at him.
Look at him, man. I bet
that nigga say, man, the freestyle was corny, man. The dude is corny. I like, man, they ain't need to let it go.
Clickbait.
None of these niggas, I would 75% of these niggas that rap now couldn't get on stage and do a freestyle, 4 minute freestyle.
Oh, I mean, no.
And that's the part of the game he missing.
That's a bad motherfucker.
And the shit he is rapping about in his freestyles is relevant shit. Just like he touched on the Kaepernick shit at the freestyle in New York. Like, y'all mad at me because Cap took a check.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm supposed to do?
Yeah.
I'm trying to help all these other niggas get on, get some, you know, get on the Super Bowl stage.
That's probably the only thing he got right there.
That probably ain't even his. Ooh, that's that 835.
Shit, bro.
And it is an 8.
Yeah, that's that 8. My aunt Felicia used to talk to a nigga had a burgundy one of them joints back in the day.
Damn, he should have still had that.
That bitch was burgundy with peanut butter. A nigga named Randy Timberlake when she first moved to Charlotte. Yeah. He had a bad. I'll tell you, that bitch was that deep burgundy. Oh, shit, boy. Peanut butter leather in them motherfuckers.
I remember that.
Shout out to Dame, man. Still lying and shit.
Right, click, baby.
I'm trying to think what else happened. Charlamagne been talking to academics the last week and a half. That interview been clipped up and put all over the place.
Yeah, I watched the beginning of it.
Well, academics is a Drake stan.
Really?
Yes. That nigga in love with Drake, man.
He's in love with
him. He in love with that nigga, yo. Like, for real, he in love with that nigga. But Charlamagne talked about the concert, and you know, everybody think him and Jay, they have business together, or he worked for Jay, but he don't work for him. They just might be in business together.
Yeah.
But shout out to Charlamagne for trying to get these motherfuckers a Broadway to think.
Bro, that's crazy. He used to be on the radio in Columbia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now
I used to listen to that nigga every Saturday night.
I used to hear him, I want to say on 103 or whatever.
101. I used to hear him on 101.
He used to be on 101?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's why I first heard
it. So that's like, cause I was like, I didn't remember 103 being getting this far.
He used to do a show called The Concrete Jungle.
But I used to hear Saturday
from 6 to 11.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I used to listen to that shit.
I'd be like, he called himself a god.
He was the only one that would play the music that I liked. All the Wu-Tang, Mobb Deep, that 6 to 11 window, every Saturday. I'd get in my car and find some way to go. Just so I could listen to that shit. But yeah, man. Yeah. This nigga, and he is who he is now, getting a star on Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Oh, he is?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah.
From a right out of
Monk's. Yeah, right out of Monk's Corner.
You ride through there, you'll miss it.
You'll miss it. Mm. Yeah, they used to have a big lot. I don't even know if the big lot's still there or not.
I know a Dollar General over there.
Yeah, I don't know if the big lot's still over there. But it's growing. Monk's Corner is growing. Mm-hmm. They building houses like a motherfucker out there. You know that with Kane. Shout out to Kane.
Kane live in Monk's Corner?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I thought he lived in Mount Pleasant.
He live in Monk's Corner.
Damn, he live way out there.
Mm-hmm. It's a little hump.
Damn, I told that nigga last time, I was like, I'm going to come holler at you. Mm-hmm. No, I won't.
Mm-hmm.
I holler at you on the way back.
Yep, that's what you're going to have to do, buddy.
And come that way?
Yeah. Did you watch the Verses?
I sure did, blood.
You did?
Yeah.
Did Game really smoke him that bad?
Game lost.
Game lost. Yes. Somebody said Game was a landslide game.
Hell no. Niggas who don't listen to music must be.
Oh.
Man, that nigga watch Game, bro.
He did?
Yes. Watch, he got really? Some hits.
He does have hits.
I'm telling you.
I like that blood. That is Blood Walking song?
I think so. But I don't know if he did that. It's probably, yeah, I'm pretty sure that is his song.
I don't know if that's his song.
Why'd you got a lot of hits?
That might be Rich.
My Hitter, My Hitter.
Yep.
My Nigga.
With Rich Homie and Jeezy.
He did that. He did a lot of his shit. He did, we were just talking about Tooted and Booted. He did all of his shit.
That might be his one. Like, old people. My daddy played the fuck out of that song.
He did some songs he had with Nipsey. He did Fuck Donald Trump and all of that. He did a lot of shit, man. A lot of that shit he got with Mustard or whatever.
Yeah, Mustard do got some shit together.
That shit, but I'm going to tell you, you ain't seen no clips?
I seen some of them. Nigga. It was red everywhere.
What you talking about?
It was red everywhere.
I would have been uncomfortable in that motherfucker.
It was red everywhere.
It was one part where this one dude. They did like four songs back to back, talking about Nipsey, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it was an early song Nipsey had did with them boys and with one of, I think, YG. And they had called this one dude up, and it was the sole Crip in the whole place. And this nigga was Crip walking, and them bloods was in there looking. They was like, all right, now don't get too much Crippy in this motherfucker now. And he Crip walked, he must be felt it. He Crip walked for about 20 seconds and dapped some niggas up.
And got light.
You know how Homer be on that little GIF? Homer, how that nigga did in between the rest of them bloods. Nigga, I just dipped back in the side, nigga.
Oh, shit.
Hell yeah, nigga. That shit, I mean, it was entertaining, though. You know what I'm saying? But it was a lot of blood, a lot of red on this motherfucker.
Yeah, that's what, when I saw the first clip, I saw, like, God damn, it bloody enough.
It's blood, I'm telling you. I'm talking red. About red rag.
Yeah, lights red
everything,
there, though,
everything
man.
Red, nigga. You know what time it is, nigga. Them niggas throwing gang signs and everything, nigga.
Game got on a goddamn leather coat.
Yep.
That's a Thriller jacket?
Nah, it ain't a Thriller, John. Might look like Gucci, maybe. I don't know. But I'm going to say, them niggas got the whatever outfit they got on, and then they got red. Mm. They got the outfit on and then red.
Yeah.
You got on all white, you got on red belt.
Yeah.
Red shoe string.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah, look at the shit, man.
This shit, I'm telling you, man.
It red everywhere.
Let you know where you at. Let me see if I see that one Crip nigga up there on the stage. Yeah, that nigga Crip walked for a little bit and got the fuck up on out of there.
So nobody blood walked for him?
Oh, yeah. They did some blood walking too. I'm trying to find that one nigga. He did that song. And that nigga did that shit for about 30 seconds and got the fuck up out of there.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm probably going to let it play while I'm working this week.
Yeah, that shit was long, too.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm just going to sit it up on my desk and listen to it. And whenever I hear some shit I need to see, I'm going to look at it.
Yeah, whenever they say something, shout out to Nip, and they call out this nigga, whoop-de-whoop, that nigga come out there, and that nigga start crip walking. You see them bloods out there, they're like, all right, now, nigga. And he was doing the shit. He went there and did it too hard, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. On the dead homies. Hey, that nigga started doing that shit, boy. I'm telling you, bro. That shit was funny as hell.
But see, like, but with these, this shit is a lifestyle of these niggas.
Yeah, it is, man.
This shit, that's their lifestyle.
Yeah.
This the shit. That's like us and how we fucking used to play in the dirt.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And nothing on the East Coast in the South that come close to this shit.
Yeah, like, nigga, we used to play in the dirt. Mm.
This looked like if it was a, this is like a draft party.
Right.
And you at the city, you in Buffalo. Man. Everybody got on Buffalo Bills attire.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what it looked like. You wouldn't dare get caught with a Patriots attire. No, this is what it looked like. So, yeah.
But yeah, man, shout out to the game. It's Game. Game, one of the toughest rappers out there, man. Because Game was always lyrically gifted.
Yeah, he could rap.
He could always rap.
I didn't realize he was really a blood like that. Like,
oh,
he,
yeah.
Yeah, we just booling. I knew he was. I knew he was from there, but.
Yeah.
I ain't used to see him say. He used to say Compton, and now he's saying Bompton. Like, he used to. Bloody.
Yeah. But I guess, you know, you got when you around the homies.
Yeah.
You know.
I think that was a fuck Donald Trump moment right there. Yeah, I'm trying to find my man crip walking.
Nigga say he from Bompton, man. Yeah. Like Soulja Boy and shit.
Yeah, Soulja Boy from Bompton.
Yeah, man.
It was entertaining though. Yeah.
But yeah, man, Game is he a real lyrical West Coast nigga.
Oh, is that my man right there? There you go. There you go. You see, he did it real quick, got out of there. They call him up. Call him up for Nip.
But that and I try to understand that part of the culture. Like, y'all can't even talk to each other.
Right.
Like, goddamn. Y'all can't even be friends.
Look at everybody. Ain't nobody bobbing their head or nothing. I know. Watch it.
Is that OT Jitter?
Nah, it ain't OT.
Get them boys in the back, man.
All right, nigga.
He did 30. I told you, 20 seconds, that nigga was over. Dab up, get on out the way. You know what time it is.
Yeah, he got
on out the way.
Yeah, he held a couple of blood niggas.
Yeah, he got on out the way.
But yeah, man.
Slide onto the back.
I mean.
Yeah, let me get on out of here.
As far as verses go, I don't know who will be next.
I was surprised at this one.
I was surprised by this one, too. And I didn't catch it till late.
Oh, you caught it.
I didn't know it was happening until late. Like, I don't really, I ain't been on social media as much as I should have been. And I told you, I promised that, you know, I made my New Year's resolution was to be more active.
Yeah.
I can't do it. That shit just so depressing.
Who was it? I think it was my man, Brandon. He a little young. He was like, he got to get off social media for a little while.
Bro.
But I told him, like, you got to change.
You got to change. You got, and that's, I've been trying that.
Because it's a couple. So it's it take a little while, but
it's
once
more
you
basketball
get it,
in my shit now than ever.
Yeah. Once you get that little, you know what I'm saying, you get it leveled off to this positive type shit, it'd be more fun on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's way more basketball.
There's
in
a couple
shit.
Homies I had to like not follow because they always bashing mm-hmm. black women or this, that, and the third, or mm-hmm. black people this, black people that, and I had to get them off of there. Y'all broke this, that, and the third. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, but
yeah, man. I I ran across some shit on Facebook. I sent it to Jew.
Mm-hmm.
The worst songs of all time.
What's on there? What's on? You got the list?
Yeah, right here.
What's some songs on there? I bet you I like some of.
That was on Facebook.
That's number 8.
I ain't really.
Post Malone, what the heck?
I ain't never heard that.
Me either.
That song right there though, that's a Jamie Foxx song she was doing.
I know.
Yeah, he love it.
Cause he retarded.
He love it.
This nigga named DeVille Santa Laboratory.
Let me hear.
The Fox.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's that song right there. That shit funny though. What the Fox say? That shit, yeah. What's another song?
This shit right here. 645 AR for the trap.
645?
645 AR for the trap.
Uh-oh.
And Ice JJ Fish on the float.
He don't count, man.
645 AR.
Oh, yeah, these retarded people, man. This shit got 21 million views, though.
Right. I know, but that's why I got 21 million views. They got Sesame Street sign for his logo. Good.
Only a minute long. That don't count. That don't count. That don't count. That don't. I'm thinking it's real songs.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
That clip, man.
21 million views.
21 million.
That motherfucker got rich off this shit.
That bitch got
hit a quick, hit a quick little lick.
Somebody at 35 seconds talking about this flow is fire. It's on. This is what Playboy Cardi's bed bug sound like.
What the fuck is this? Hey man, listen. I'm so sick of these motherfuckers, man. Hey, and this shit's 6 years old.
21 million views.
Man. So Sexy Red got a new song out.
Uh-huh.
And it's over the Laffy Taffy beat.
Did she get sued?
She should be.
She got sued on.
I'm sick of these motherfuckers fucking up.
You know the name of it? This shit right here go hard though. That beat right there gangsta as fuck.
All her beats be hard.
Man, she a shout out to the Bloods.
The name, I can't remember the name of the song. Hold up, let me see if I can. If that might be it. No, 4 months ago. No, that's too long ago. Let me see.
And it's new. Maybe it's on Tidal.
Hold up. No, go back to that. Where you was just at? Or YouTube?
Oh, that ain't YouTube. Hold on. Where my YouTube at? Here we go.
Oh, no, that's 3 years ago. Hold up. Let me see if I can find that shit. Bro, that shit had me so fucking mad when I heard it.
Oh, it's who beat?
Laffy Taffy. Damn, I can't see that. Rockies.
That ain't a new.
It ain't?
It's 3 months old.
Rockies.
Yep.
Rockies. That's it.
The realest is back. Holiday season. Sexy Red.
Man, I'm so sick. I'm so sick.
St. Louis trap shit straight in the pot. Oh, Sexy been cooking.
Holiday season.
Let's run the Rockies up.
Bitch, I get them racks. Shit like this make me appreciate Carisha. Shit like this make me appreciate Carisha, man.
I would think she's a plant, but her voice is husky like a poor person.
Yeah.
I might spoil a nigga. He ain't used to that.
Nope.
Gucci on my ass. I used to be broke. Now I got some motion. By the whole store. Pretty ass bitch, I got my motion in nigga. Northside shawty ramen noodles for dinner. Like a IG post.
I still eat noodles too.
Empty coming fuck with a winner. It's sexy, you know it. I keep my eyes short. My bitch is turned throwing it. I got the bands going it. I'm popping bottle coin.
I just wanted them to stop using the beats that, like, that song was a fucking hit.
That song was also, it was, they on the same level to me.
Yeah, but it was a hit. She get,
it's got 300,000.
I want her to make a hit without using an old hit.
She got some.
Which one?
Close your eyes and tell me what you see.
Brown, nigga.
Oh yeah, Pound Town.
Yeah.
Oh God, I'm so glad they don't play that shit.
I
ever
told you about the story of my homeboy who my coworker, homeboy too. He from Ecuador. He talk about so he came to work.
Uh-huh.
He sat down, he was smiling. So he was smashing one chick.
Mm-hmm.
Turn around, start smashing the mama. So he came to work. He don't say my first name because you know what?
Yeah.
His language, they don't say the J.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's Elia. She gave me a gift. I said, what she gave you, bro? He said, I said, what? I said, she let you fucking ass? Elia. She gave me a gift.
Oh shit.
That nigga did like that, really?
Oh shit.
Gave it brown eye, cuz.
Oh shit. Yeah. Oh shit.
A booty hole brown.
Oh shit. Boy, you fool.
Nah, I ain't fool. He said it. That was real life, cuz. These real God. Stories, nigga.
Real oh man.
Gave him a gift. Yeah. But I mean, somebody listening to Six Red.
Yeah, somebody is.
She want to hang with a bad bitch.
I'm so sick of her.
They keep doing it. Keep putting her out and playing her music. Yep.
Yeah, man. But we about to get out of here in a second, man. Just want to touch on this 30 year. Shout out to my guys out of Port Arthur.
Mm.
Yeah, I know June would love this one. 30 years ago, mm-hmm. UGK dropped Riding Dirty. This was like one of my introductions to Texas rap outside of Scarface. But boy, when I tell you I learned that damn Myrtle, I learned that shit so fast. This shit right here, my Chevy, dog. That shit, I ain't try to shake shit loose, man. But Bun B's verse on this song,
messy.
This might be one of them. This might be one of them best verse shits.
He was on Breakfast Club talking about this a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
No, last week.
Yeah, this might be one of the best verse shits in the world right here, because he went crazy. Now, Pimp is the pimp. Just pay two. Nigga brought 30 for me, so I fronted 42. About 700 times 62. 8 is what I do. And I found another song that I do know word for word.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn Woodwill off Dirty Money album.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know I knew it like that, yo. Word. I goddamn know that more. That's one of my. I love that fucking song, yo.
And see, that's what I was telling that other shit, cause there's some shit on a couple of this.
Mm-hmm. Dog, this album right here, I would put it in pause, and I would let it play. I wouldn't touch it.
Pause.
Until I probably got to song 7, I would skip that song and go to the rest of it. High Life and all that shit. 3 Diamonds and Wood might be one of the toughest fucking songs.
Right.
Cause I'm talking about this shit right here, man. Like this real Texas shit right here. You got a nigga talking in the beginning. That Texas shit,
mm-hmm.
and then Pimps, he get on that motherfucker talking that shit. Bun B get on that bitch talking that shit. The beat cold, and I think Pimp might have been producing most of their beats back then.
Mm.
Yeah, Pimps, he did most of their production.
I remember that.
Yeah, he did most of their production. He did a lot of the production. That was up against that wood. I flip it through, Ab, you know I'm looking tight. These jealous niggas looking at me in my car so shy. Life at Motor Jack, but I see all through that. Take me, nigga, never do that. Look, we through a thing and y'all ain't never lied. Baby, but his mama act like he ain't mine. Wicked women using children to live on. What hurt and try to hate, cause we know the thrill is gone.
Say, man, like, shit like that. That's a verse like that, man. Come on, man.
Yeah. took a lot of shit in a safe place. Cause he can't look me eye to eye when he in my face. Like, nigga, yeah, you better stay behind that goddamn keyboard. You better stay behind that goddamn keyboard, hiding behind that keyboard, sending that shit through the airway. Pimp stood on that shit, man. He stood on the same shit, man, till he left here, man. I'm banging school. So that's 96, it's 96 right here. I flip down the air on the roof. I'm banging school, nigga. Diamonds up against that wood. I'll talk about that damn Orangeburg day. I was killing this shit in the bird, bro. Cause I was trying to listen to shit everybody else wasn't listening to. Cause you know when you ride through the yard, everybody outside, and
yeah,
if motherfucker, everybody listen to the shit that just came out. Yeah, I got something for that. Be fucked up, but all my sweets gon' blow. So killer smoke get sucked up. I looked up today and didn't fall play to none of that pistol play. But who is to say tomorrow they won't be blasting this away? I'm puffing splits of hate. At the time of year, I'm wiping away my damn homies' mama tears. Laws is always after me, so I have to be in that manner on that 503. I'm living dastardly.
Must be all
about survival, G.
Niggas passing me. Streets just keep on getting
live with me.
They said there has to be another way,
and I ain't feeling that. I'm still the lack. In my wig, they wanna peel it back, but still it's that remain. Peace to all and all the victims of the game, man. Yeah, this was like, you know what I'm saying, Texas shit,
right.
South Carolina got introduced. Like, we know nothing about this lifestyle. I know nothing about smoking that jaw bop. I ain't know nothing about that shit, man. But shout out to UGK, Bun B, rest in peace, Pimp C. I appreciate y'all for helping me embrace my Texas part of my life. Cause once I found these niggas, I was around that motherfucker all the time. I'm fucking Texas, nigga. I was born in Texas, but I grew up in South Carolina. I had to throw that in there, cause you know, I'm supposed to be like, why you ain't a Gamecock fan? Cause I was born in Texas. I'm a Texas fan. Yeah. But I appreciate them and Scarface for giving me that Texas shit. You know what I'm saying? I hadn't lived out there since I was fucking 4. They painted pictures for me and shit. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, shout out to UGK. This one turned 30. Shit, I think Dirty Money about to turn 25 sometime soon. I think it came out in 01. So we'll be talking about that this year too. But the thugs ain't gonna change the hood. I'm smoking and popping the trunk to make me feel good. And all the niggas talk about is hammer swangles and slapback barrettes. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to these boys, man. B, I appreciate you. We gonna go ahead and get out of here, man. Y'all go play that Dirty Money, man, and listen to track number 3, Murder. And goddamn, let Pimp C and Bun B talk to you, cause that smelly red jelly is dripping out of your belly. Serve them up like a silly. I jumped on my sailor telly, wholesaling like it's going out of style. But you can't see me, boy. So have a motherfucker sweet and a smile. Yes, sir. B,
yeah.
Tell them where they can find you, my brother.
Every Monday on the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast.
Appreciate you, man. Yep. June.
Yo.
Appreciate you, brother. Tell them where they can find you.
Hanging out with these cool cats.
Yes, sir. It's your boy Jones. Got part of my life back.
Check that Rick Ross out too.
I did listen to that.
You did. I did too.
It's all right.
Yeah, it was, but and of course, the world want to talk about its sales and all that,
right.
But like I tell people, that don't measure how good the music is. Y'all just miss right. It. It was alright. I mean, he got some shit on that.
I think Juvie might be better though.
Juvie got some shit on his shit too.
Yeah.
So which out of the three, Juvie, T.I., Ricky?
Oh, T.I.
T.I.
Yeah,
T.I. pretty tough.
Yeah, T.I.
But yeah, man, y'all better watch these old niggas. Yo, we on the comeback. Taking this rap shit back over, man. Shit about lyrics. This shit ain't about that shit these niggas be talking about. I'm trying to help y'all out, goddamn. Should show y'all what good music is. It's your boy Jones, man. You can email us, musicjonespodcast@gmail.com.
sending me emails.
Mm-hmm.
You can hit me on Facebook.
Send the email.
Oh, shout out to Quetta.
Instagram.
Too,
shout out to Quetta. Shout out to Cuz.
Oh my God.
Over your friend of the show. Yeah, Over Your Quetta. Yeah, she if she ever come to town. If you ever come to town, just let us know in advance. Let us give us a couple days notice, and I'll schedule the show around your availability. Just because I want you to come and hang out with us and talk your music knowledge with us, absolutely, man. So I can try to persuade you of what real rap is. I'm just joking.
Oh shit!
It's your boy Jones, man. Till next time. Peace.
Well, it's Bun B, bitch, and I'm the king of moving chickens, not them finger lickings. Sticking niggas that be tricking, you need a swift kicking. Your ass is right for the picking, now as my pocket's sticking. I'm deep kicking, nickel slicking, you sick when I be clicking. Now take a look at the bigger nigga.